Finally this hour, some music suitable for children. Our kids' music critic, Stephen Shepherd, has this review of an album that draws inspiration from popular works of literature.
I remember my youthful summers as a time of reading and exploration, diving into books, seeing new places, and rediscovering nearby ones.
Close your eyes tight, and even more tight, and look into the bright sunlight. Colors start to swirl, and pretty soon you'll be looking at the Mermaid Lagoon. But pretty Wendy, don't be silly, 'cause I won't be hanging out with Tiger Lily.
After listening to Home of Song, the debut family music album from Minneapolis singer Paul Spring, I think we spent summers in much the same way.
And I wish I was Peter Pan. Always a boy, never a man. Wendy, darling, take my hand. Let's fly away to Neverland.
That's Peter Pan, one of a few tracks drawing inspiration from classic literature. Peter and Wendy join Sherlock Holmes and Don Quixote as characters in song.
Mississippi River.
Growing up one of 10 children raised by two college literature professors, Spring says they were a family united by reading. They spent many years living along the Mississippi River in Winona, Minnesota, and so the river itself, and of course Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn, all make appearances on this album.
I would jump in the Nile, but I don't like swimming with crocodiles, and I ain't a fan of the Amazon. I just wanna swim with Huck and Tom in the Mississippi River, the only one that knows how to deliver. Mississippi River, the only one that knows how to deliver.
Paul Spring, who's now a high school English teacher, draws as much inspiration from his own childhood as he does from Mark Twain and Cervantes. Home of Song is an ode to books and stories and families that nurture them. I don't know if the family who reads and sings together stays together, but albums like this one make a convincing argument.
So come away with me, sing out loud and strong, find yourself in a home of song.
The album Home of Song is by Paul Spring. Our reviewer Stephen Shepherd writes about kids' music at zooglobal.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.